In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. See to it that you walk with care, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. There is a greater degree of clarity in the preconciliar church as to our place in the world and our relationship with the world. It could be described very simply and clearly as us against them. That seems to be unpleasant to some, and therefore they're looking for something a little bit more palatable. But the truth is this: evil is real, and Satan does indeed prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. And a great deal of our energies and the portions of our lives must be spent safeguarding ourselves from the temptations and the vagaries of the world. Adam and Eve, after all, are the example writ large that those who have everything still clamor for more, and in their clamoring for more bring about the destruction of many. Adam and Eve had everything, and yet that was not sufficient for them. The one thing that God withheld unto himself, that is what they wanted and that is what they sought, and in wanting and in seeking they found not truth, but destruction and despair and death. And so it has been throughout man's history. He has struggled against himself, not always listening to God, not always putting God before all things. And therefore, Paul's exhortation to the Ephesians is real and true and necessary. Do not be unwise, but be wise. Use your time well, because time is short and running out. Again, there is this expectation, assumption, and of course science has helped us along in this, that we will live forever and live forever. I'm not quite sure why one would want to live forever here on earth, but for some reason we have either been convinced or we have convinced ourselves that living here forever and not seeking God, being with God forever, which is the reason for which we were built, is how we actually ought to live. And so there is a fear of the things that come. I'm not saying we should welcome death with open arms, but there also shouldn't be this fear of what rests on the other side, because God has gone and conquered that once and all for us. And so we need to do well, use well the time that has been bestowed upon us to be men in wisdom, men and women rather, of wisdom, living rightly with God, living rightly with one another. And of course, we rely upon grace in order to accomplish this. We call upon the Lord to accomplish it. The living out of the Catholic life, brothers and sisters, really isn't a complicated affair. We are the ones who make it complicated and difficult. And we complicate it and make it difficult because we simply want to do what we want, how we want, when we want. We don't want to be governed. We don't want to be told no. In so many ways, we are like children standing and screaming and stomping our feet until we get what we want. Blessed be God that he does not provide that for us, because in truth, so many of us are willing to simply give in and go along. And it seems easier in the immediate. Well, then the child is just quiet, or there is peace, and so on and so forth. But a peace born of resignation is not a real and true lasting peace. And to give into the world because it's easier to go along and get along will only bring about death and destruction, both in this life and in the life to come. And so the Lord rewards the royal servant because of a life of faith, because he called upon the name of the Lord to heal. There may have been a degree of desperation attached, and rightly so. This was his beloved son who was close to death. But there may have been a whole host of other expressions, other roads that he could have chosen, but this is not the one. Instead, he heard of, knew Jesus, went to meet him, sought him out, and was blessed because of this life of faith. And so it must be for us as well, to believe in the Word of God. Not only that which is contained in Scripture, yes, that is the Word of God, but the living Word of God, who is present here in the Most Blessed Sacrament, the living Word of God, who is about to be present on the altar of sacrifice. This word of God that God preached and proclaimed through his prophets, he now inhabits, he infleshes and makes available to us, so that the word that he speaks to us, the words that he bestows upon us, are not things that remain distant from us. Quite the opposite is true. the living Word of God chooses to make his dwelling among us. A gift first given to our Blessed Mother, but then bestowed upon each of us each time we are worthy and able to approach the august mystery and to receive the living God. But we do so knowing that in that very act of faith, we are professing a trust and a need for God. And then in expressing that trust and that need for God, we're going to go forth and we're going to live in God throughout our daily lives. It's not hard. It only becomes that way when all of a sudden I forget all the graces that I've been given. I neglect the fact that God answered my prayers because I haven't gotten what I've wanted in the immediate. And so whatever God did for me in the past really doesn't matter. We forget all of that, neglect all of that, and find ourselves turning again to our own devices, our own strength, our own industry. Instead of being like the royal servant who recognized that he needed the Lord. There was nothing that this world could do to help him and assist him, only something supernatural, something powerful, the one who controlled all things, who was indeed in his midst. And he called out to him, and he heard his prayer, and he answered it. If we are honest with ourselves, especially in those moments of prayer, that quiet, that solitude, that silence of prayer, where we can truly hear and listen to the voice of God, if we are honest with ourselves, we can become more aware of all the ways that God assists us, all the ways that God truly does answer our prayers. And in truth, our lives are comprised more of an abundance of generosity and grace from God than they are of any neglect or absence from him. We know that God would never neglect us. And while there may be times where we experience the absence of God, more often than not, that is us and our sin, not God and his distance. If we are honest, in that quiet, we know all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, all the things that God has given us. And because of that, we should be men and women with a constant hope and a fervent and radiating joy. This is not an easy task because, again, the world we know is arrayed against us. That reality of evil that continues to permeate, that prowling about the world seeking the ruin of souls, that is at the heart of the work of Satan and his minions. All the more reason for us to dedicate ourselves to a proclamation of this truth, to pass on that which we ourselves have received to those who have yet to receive it, to hear this good news proclaimed. And really, the most effective way to do that may not be by what you say, but by the manner in which you live your life. That ultimately will be more attractive than the words coming forth from your mouth. All the joy that comes in your life, the confidence, most especially in the midst of difficulty, of struggle, where you still remain faith-filled and steadfast, that will be appealing because that is what people want. Much like this royal official, everyone wants an answer to the things that ail them. But they continue to persist to look for that answer among God, among men, rather, instead of finding it only in God himself. That is what we must do. Find it first, live it first, and then in living it, be model and example for those who are searching as well. So they see not us, but the God working in us and with us and through us. There's so much that still needs to happen to transform the world. And there may be still time to do it, but we shouldn't lollygag about it. We should be about the business immediately, today, this moment, right now. Whatever it is in your life that you need to give to God, give it to God. Whatever needs to be transformed, let God be the one to transform it. Whatever it is that ails you in body or spirit, call upon the Lord and trust that he will answer the prayers according to his providence. You may not get what you want, but you will certainly receive that which you need. And you will be able to see that and more deeply experience God fulfilling your needs if you can open your eyes and see truly the hand and the presence of God in the world. Our gospel concludes very beautifully and almost simply. And he himself, the royal steward, the royal figure, he himself believed, and his whole household believed. That is what is always required. Have faith. Cling to God and to him alone. Find there the answers that will truly satisfy. And then live your life accordingly, wasting not one moment of doubt, not one experience of letting in temptation, but instead sing hymns, prayers, praise, give voice to God in joy and peace. Believe, because in faith rests the power of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.